So tonight's topic, as we advertised, was shameless self-promotion. Sukkot-related topics from Sefer HaKonah Olamo. So that's my shameless self-promotion. Sefer HaKonah Olamo is on Tzitzis, Tefillin, and Tefillah. I assumed everyone would bring their textbooks tonight, but I don't see so many textbooks out here. There are two essays in the Sefer that relate to Sukkot-related inyanim. One of them, I think we discussed at some point this year, is about where you put putting an atara on a talis, Malim B'Kodesh Vein Maridin, and how that relates to, at least according to the Ma'aril, the placement of the boards of the sukkah. So we're not going to discuss that one. That's chumrah, that you have to place the boards of the sukkah in the same spot every year. You know, we always think you number them just to make sure it aligns or something. No, that it's got to be in the same spot every year, and that's tremendous chiddush, and you know, most poskim do not accept that chiddush. What we're going to discuss instead, and the truth is, it came to mind, not even because of the Sefer. Someone forwarded me an email that Rav Avram Shor wrote to his shul about the upcoming Yantif, and it was mostly an email about what the expectation of behavior over Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, but he introduced it by saying that in these days where the men are super busy buying the dalaminim and building the sukkah, and the women are busy cooking for Yantif and decorating the sukkah, and I thought, what would it be if the women were busy building the sukkah? Would that be okay if women were building a sukkah? See, it used to be that the sukkahs, you know, at least when I was growing up, when I was a little kid, we always had there were two types of sukkah. There were these heavy wood panels, and there was canvas. So we had these heavy wood panels. It was obviously something that the men in the family were going to do, and the women in the family were not going to be asked to help in. But now, a lot of the sukkahs are fairly easy. I shouldn't say, they're somewhat easy, but also don't take a lot of physical strength to put up. So is there any issue with a woman putting up a sukkah, with a woman building a sukkah? So this, how does this relate to Hilchos Tzitzis? Because in the issue of whether a woman could build a sukkah might be very closely related to the issue of whether a woman is allowed to tie tzitzis. It might be very closely related, as we're going to see in the Rishonim. In fact, someone told me that they bought the Sefer, but the person said he teaches in a girls' school, and he said, you know, tzitzis, tefillin, and tefillah. So tefillah is not nogeya to the girls, but tzitzis and tefillin is not nogeya to the girls. So I said, you know, you should just know that one of the simanim in tzitzis is about women building sukkah and making tzitzis, and one of the simanim in tefillin is about women wearing tefillin, whether or why women shouldn't wear tefillin. So it's not totally irrelevant to the girls. But anyway, so going back to our topic, we know the Gemara in Kiddushin tells us that women are pater from all mitzvah shazman grama, which includes tefillin, tzitzis, sukkah, shofar. There aren't that many more, like two or three more. That's it that women are pater from. In fact, there are, Rabbi Sabalovsky likes to point out, there are more exceptions than there are the rule when it comes to the p'tur of women from mitzvei shazman grama. But what's interesting to discuss, and our topic tonight is, okay, I know women don't have to do that mitzvah. Are they capable of creating the cheftza shel mitzvah so that the mitzvah can be done? Meaning, they're not obligated in the mitzvah, but can they make the cheftza shel mitzvah? Are they somehow excluded from the ability to create a kosher cheftza shel mitzvah when it comes to tzitzis, when it comes to tefillin, when it comes to sukkah? Shofar, it's not shaykh because no human being makes it. But when it comes to those things, are they excluded from making the cheftza shel mitzvah?
So, there was a shul in the city recently who commissioned a Sefer Torah to be written by a woman.
Ah, okay. So that's an open and shut gemara, as we'll soon see. But it's women tend to be a little more artistic than men on a whole, and you would imagine they can make for some very neat safras, you know, that that can be taught. But but that's a major problem, as we'll soon see. Now, in terms of the issue of Dr. Oppenheim, I have your textbook. In terms of the issue of women building a sukkah, it seems like an open and shut case. It seems like a beferisha gemara that women are allowed to build a sukkah. The gemara says in Sukkah Daf Chesem Beis, sukkas ganvich, meaning a sukkah that's built by goyim, nashim, behema, or kuti is kshera. It is absolutely kosher. Rav Shechter likes to tell the story of when he was growing up, his father was a rabbi. When his father first moved from Philadelphia, I think, to the Bronx, there was a conservative shul in the Bronx that had just hired a young, less frum than the previous conservative rabbi, and the chazan in the shul, in the conservative shul, was very, very upset with this new rabbi. He thought that he was not traditional enough, that he was too modern, he wasn't frum enough, and he wanted to trip up the rabbi and show that the rabbi didn't know what he was doing. So he went to Rabbi Melech Shechter and said, Rabbi Shechter, right, it's not right. They have this new rabbi, he has the goy building the sukkah. So right, it's not okay that the goy is building the sukkah? So Rabbi Melech Shechter said, correct me if I'm wrong, don't you build the sukkah inside the shul over the bima? So he said, yeah, but forget about that. Leaving that aside, is it, they have a goy building the sukkah. So he said, you have a problem. A goy building a sukkah is not a problem. Sukkah is ganvach, because of a ferish gemara. That a sukkah of a goy, that a goy builds is kshera. Of course, if it's built inside of the bima, that's a problem. Now, the chazan wanted it over the bima to make kiddush in the sukkah, right? That's how you end the tefillah, to make kiddush in the sukkah. But that's the Beferish Gemara. So it would seem like there's nothing to discuss. What do you mean, can a woman make a sukkah? Yeah, Gemara says, sukkah's gone, vich is kosher. Problem is, there's a Magen Avraham, not in Hilchos Sukkah, Magen Avraham in Hilchos Tzitzis, in Siman Yudalid, explaining Ramah, and we're going to have to explain some of the background to this to understand where he's coming from. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Tzitzis writes, Ula didhu, that according to the Ramah, kol mitzvos she'ein ha'isha mechuyevus behen, any mitzvah that a woman is not mechuyev in, and here's his lashon, kigon, lulav v'sukkah eina rashai lasos. Any mitzvah that a woman is not mechuyev in, whether it be lulav, whether it be sukkah, she cannot make the cheftza shel mitzvah. So it seems that the Magen Avraham, if you're just reading it straight, is going directly against a beferish gemara mesachas sukkah. That doesn't seem right, that the Magen Avraham should be able to go against a beferish gemara mesachas sukkah. So in order to understand that Magen Avraham, and in order to understand whether in fact this is something that should be accepted la halacha, that and forget about building the walls of the sukkah. Let's say the man builds all the walls of the sukkah and he asks his wife, oh, I'm not going to make it home in time, I'm running late, could you just take the schach mats out and just roll them out on top of the sukkah? That's making a sukkah. Al shema schach kri a sukkah. Even if the man built all the walls, if you're like this Magen Avraham, you should not be asking his wife to even just roll out the schach mats. And I'm not even talking if you have necessarily the big heavy mats that they sell in the sukkah stores. You know, the CRC put out a psak of how you can buy the mats that they sell as fencing in your local Home Depot for 1/10 of the price, even though it's held together by metal strings. They have a psak or a maisha, whatever. I'm not going to get into that whole story right now, but you know, not even so heavy, just roll it right out. That the woman would not be allowed to do that according to the Magen Avraham. But how can the Magen Avraham go against the Gemara Masechta Sukkah? So in order to understand that, we need to understand what this whole sugya is based on, and we need to look more broadly. And not only this Gemara in Sukkah, but there's another Gemara, conflicting Gemara, in Maseches Gittin, where the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Mem Hayam Beis, tells us with regard to Safras, with regard to Ksivas Tfilin. The Gemara says, Kol sheyeshno b'kshira, yeshno b'ksiva. Only those who are included in Kshiras Tfilin are included in Ksivas Tfilin. So a woman who is not obligated in Kshiras Tfilin is not able to do Ksivas Tfilin. So what you have over here is L'chora Estira. On the one hand, we have the Gemara in Sukkah that says, I know that women are part of from Sukkah, but she's still allowed to make a Sukkah. She can create the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. And you have a Gemara in Gittin that says, because a woman is not Chayiv in Tfilin, that's why she's unable to make Tfilin. She's unable to write, to create the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. How we resolve that contradiction is a three-way Machlokas Rishonim, and which way we accept in that Machlokas Rishonim will reveal to us whether women are allowed to make tzitzis, and really whether women are allowed to build a sukkah b'chadchila. So what we're going to have to see is, how did the Rishonim resolve this issue, the contradiction between sukkah on the one hand, tefillin on the other, where you have two beferish gemaras, and based on those resolutions, first of all, there are three Rishonim, but within a couple of the Rishonim there are multiple understandings of some of the Rishonim. So we're going to have to see how this plays out. The first and most basic Shita is the Shita of Tosos. Tosos appears, and if anyone does have the Sefer in front of you, this is page Samach Vav in Simon Gimel and Sefer HaKadosh Lama, on the Tosos of Menachos, Daf Mem Beis, and in Gittin, Daf Mem Hei, Tosos writes that women are kosher to make tzitzis. They're puzzled from tefillin. So Tosfos says, no. Most mitzvah shazman grammar, the rule is what it says in Sukkah. Sukkah is gan v'chis k'sheira, memela, when it comes to any mitzvah that women are apart from, they're fully able to create the chafetz shel mitzvah. The exception to the rule is tefillin. Tefillin is not the rule, tefillin is the exception to the rule. So why is it an exception to the rule? It's a gzeiros hakasuv. That kshartim uchsaftem, we are makish the kshira to the ksiva, we make a hekish, that there's some connection between kshiras tefillin and ksivas tefillin. That's a special gzeiros hakasuv, that women are excluded from ksivas tefillin. But the rule is, what it says in Sukkah, that women are able to create a chafetz shel mitzvah. What's most interesting is that there's no gemara about women making tzitzis. The gemara doesn't talk about that at all, about women making tzitzis. The gemara only talks about Sukkah and tefillin. What's also interesting is, there's no gemara at all, not only no gemara, as far as I'm aware, no rishonim that talk about kitanim making tzitzis. Which is very nogea l'maisa, and you have to imagine this isn't a new shaila, right? That kids in camp on a rain day, what do? They make tzitzis. They have tzitzis making on a day where there's nothing else that they can do. So are ketanim allowed to make tzitzis? They're also not included in the mitzvah. They're also not a bar chiyuva in the mitzvah. Are they able to make tzitzis? No gemara, no rishonim even. That only comes in the times of the Achronim, where they start discussing that shaila. So that's something to keep in the back of our minds also. Seeing how we resolve this contradiction, how would it affect our understanding of women's ability to make tzitzis, women's ability to build a sukkah, and ketanim's ability to make tzitzis, or a sukkah for that matter. So first approach, Tosfos and Menachos, the rule is always, even if you're not chayiv in a mitzvah, you're able to create the chafetz shel mitzvah. There's one lone exception, and that is when it comes to ksivas tefillin. That is the exception, that is not the rule. The raya that Tosfos brings, and the Rush brings this raya, is from a Gemara Babasra Dafayin Daldarim Beis. The Gemara tells us, Amr lan mayis luchu bahadei kartalisa, the debitu de Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, da asida de shadya tchelta bal de tzadiki li alma dasi. That the wife of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa is going to be making tzitzis, making tcheles for the tzadikim la asid lavo. So apparently a woman is going to be tying tzitzis la asid lavo. Says Tosfos, it's an afnaraya from the Gemara that women are allowed to make tzitzis. L'chora, not the strongest raya in the whole world. If you're familiar with what's going on with Basra Defai and Dalid, it's right in the middle of a few solid blots of Agadata, like really unusual Agadata for the most part. In the beginning of the fifth parak of Basra, that's where the book that was written by Rav Aaron Feldman, the Rashi Ner Yisrael, The Juggler and the King, where he expounded on the Gra's interpretation of several highly unusual Agadata Gemaras, is from those Agadatas. And generally speaking, we have a klal that we can't bring a raya from Divrei Agada. So you can bring a raya, la halacha, from Divrei Agada is a little bit strange. In fact, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that this raya is not a raya at all, and you can't bring it as a raya against the other Rishonim, the ones that disagree with the Balei Tosfos, because they in the maiden mi Divrei Agada. It happens to be that there is a machlokas achronim, that rule that ain lemeidim midivrei agada, that you're not allowed to learn from agada. You know, that rule is formulated, I think, by the Chumash Hadashen when he discusses the shaila: if a person doesn't have a bris milah, does he have to wear tefillin on Shabbos? What's the shaila? Because the Gemara says that the reason you don't have to wear tefillin on Shabbos is because the tefillin are an os, but Shabbos itself is an os. So when you have the os of Shabbos, you don't need the os of tefillin. So someone raised that shaila: if a person doesn't have a bris milah, so maybe you should talk after wear tefillin on Shabbos. Shmuel Sadashin says, "Ein lemeidim divrei agada." The whole thing about the os, that's only divrei agada. You're part from tefillin on Shabbos. It's got nothing to do with os or not os. But there is a machlokas achronin. That rule of ein lemeidim divrei agada, is that only when the agada is cholik on the halacha, or even if the agada is not cholik on the halacha? So maybe you can be the Meidim Divrei Agada if it's not, if you hold that it's not Cholik on Halacha. But be that as it may, very, very clearly, Tosfos holds and the Rush holds, women are allowed to build a sukkah, like the Gemara says, women are allowed to make tzitzis because it's just like sukkah. Women are allowed to do are allowed to create any chefetz shel mitzvah except for tefillin because of Gzeres HaKasim. That is shita number one, and that is the most simple and straightforward shita. Meaning we have a conflict between the Gemara and sukkah and the Gemara about tefillin. Which one wins? The Gemara about sukkah wins. That's the one that's the rule. The Gemara about tefillin is the exception. But that is the simplest shita. Then the Rishonim quote a second shita, and that is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Where Shitas Rabbeinu Tam says, no, you want to know which one is the rule, which one is the exception? The Gemara about tefillin, that's the rule. Women are not allowed to, not able to create a kasher chefta shel mitzvah for tefillin. Hu adin for all other mitzvahs that women are not mitzvah in, they're unable to create the chefta shel mitzvah. And therefore, a woman cannot put together your lulav for you in the morning when you realize that you haven't put together your lulav yet. A woman is not allowed to be ogid your lulav for you. And she's not allowed to make your tzitzis for you. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, the din of ksivas tefillin is the rule. What do you do with sukkah? So we're going to have to figure that out, right? According to Rabbeinu Tam, l'chora, a woman should not be allowed to build sukkah either. If the rule is that a woman is not able to create a chefta shel mitzvah, so that's it. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't deal directly with it. He just says, a woman is not allowed to create a proper chefta shel mitzvah on something that she's pater from. So there are four kashas that the Rishonim ask on Rabbeinu Tam. Four problems that they raise with Rabbeinu Tam. Number one is the most obvious one. The Gemara in Sukkah. Sukkah's ganvach is kasher. According to Rabbeinu Tam, women should not be able to make a sukkah because they're not chayven sitting in the sukkah. So to deal with that, the Chasam Sofer suggests in the tshuva that Rabbeinu Tam only passels something that requires asiyah lishma. So when it comes to tefillin requires asiyah lishma. You need to make the tefillin lishma. When it comes to tzitzis, you ever see someone tie tzitzis? How do they instruct you when they tell you to tie the tzitzis? They should say, l'shei mitzvah tzitzis, because tzitzis also has to be done l'shma. So when it comes to something that has to be done l'shma, that's where we say that a woman who's not mechuyav is not going to be able to do it. But sukkah doesn't need to be done l'shma. It has to be done l'shem tzel, but it doesn't have to be done l'shei mitzvah sukkah. So mela, there's not going to be an issue with sukkah. That's how the Chasam Sofer understands. However, the Mishnah Berurah clearly does not understand that way. The Mishnah Berurah clearly understands that the Rabbeinu Tam would hold that women are not allowed to make a sukkah either. And there's no chilek between tzitzis, lulav, sukkah. Women are possible from all of them. It's beferush in the Bir Halacha that way, that the way the Mishnah Berurah understands Rabbeinu Tam, women are not even able to build a sukkah. It's interesting, Rav Moshe holds that according to Rabbeinu Tam, women are allowed to build the sukkah. That it's only by tzitzis they're not allowed to do, by tefillin they're not allowed to do. Sukkah is different. What makes sukkah different? Rav Moshe has an unbelievable svara, very big chiddush, I think. If anyone has the sefer in front of you, it's in the full lashon of Rav Moshe. Is in footnote 5, Rav Moshe in Orach Chaim Chelek Hei, Simen Mem, Oz Gimel, writes that even Rabbeinu Tam, who does not allow women to make tzitzis, and he's beferish about that, because they're not chayv in the mitzvah of tzitzis, just like they're not able to make tefillin, would agree that women are even l'chadchila allowed to build a sukkah. And that's why, when Rabbeinu Tam said that they're not allowed to do things, that they're not allowed to make the chefta shel mitzvah in mitzvahs that they're not chayv in, he gave examples. But what were his examples? Ogedes lulav, that she's eina ogedes lulav and eina osa tzitzis. Why didn't he give the example that she's not allowed to build a sukkah? Says Rav Moshe, obviously because Rabbeinu Tam holds she is allowed to build a sukkah. Why is it? What's the difference between agidas lulav and kshiras tzitzis on the one hand, asiyas tzitzis on the one hand versus asiyas sukkah on the other hand? So this is Rav Moshe's svara. Rav Moshe says, of what value is tzitzis on a practical level? Does tzitzis have any practical benefit? The benefit of tzitzis is that it's a mitzvah Hashem, and that's it. There's no other logical explanation why you would tie strings to the corner of your garments. Of what value is is the igud of a lulav, to bind the lulav together. The only value of putting together these three minim, the lulav, the adasim, and the aravos, the only value is it's mitzvah Hashem. There's no other value to it. And therefore, when you are making it, you are making a mitzvah. That's all you can be described to be doing, is creating a mitzvah, making a mitzvah. Of what value is a sukkah? Practical value. Yeah, sell. You have a sukkah because you want some shade on a sunny day. It protects you from the wind and the rain also. The Gemara Darshan's, the sukkah is supposed to be able to. So it has certain practical value. So if it has practical value, when you're building a sukkah, you're not only making a mitzvah, you're making a hut, you're making a gazebo. Elamai, it also is a chefetz shel mitzvah. So Rav Moshe suggests that Rabbeinu Tam, who passes women from making a chefetz shel mitzvah in a mitzvah that they're not obligated in, is only if the entire value of making that chefetz shel mitzvah is for a chefetz shel mitzvah. But if there's some independent value, like making a sukkah, that they can do. That's okay, because it just happens to be the mitzvah as well. He says, "Aval ala eged alulav, ala siyas tzitzis, sheim rak maisa mitzvah." All it is a mitzvah. Shebelom ha'isa mitzvah lo yishayach shiyas ha'klal. No one would ever make it without the mitzvah. Ein shum mashmo usum maila l'chutei atzitz ha'kshurim kigdil. There's no meaning or value whatsoever to tzitzis on your garment or lulav that's bound together other than the mitzvah. So he said that's where we say that women are not allowed to do it, as opposed to sukkah, shofar, matzah, things like that, that are cheftza b'fnei atzma, even without a mitzvah. A shofar may be valuable as a trumpet or whatever, a matzah is valuable as a food, even though it may not be your first choice of what to eat, but it's still valuable as a food, independent of any mitzvah. So he says that they can make, because that's not called making the cheftza shel mitzvah l'chorim. Matzah should be fine anyway, because they're chayiv in matzah, that the Gemara Darshan's called Sheyashon Baal Toch L'chameitz, Yashon B'kom Echol Matzah, but that's how Rav Moshe explains Rabbeinu Tam. So again, Rabbeinu Tam's shita is that really women are not allowed to make a chefetz shel mitzvah that they're apart from, and that's why they cannot do agidas lulav, they cannot make tzitzis. The dominant Gemara is the Gemara in Gittin about tefillin, and the Gemara in Sukkah, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't address directly. How do we deal with the Gemara and Sukkah? So we saw two ways to understand it. The Chassam Sofer, Rav Moshe understand that even Rabbeinu Tam would agree women are permitted to make a Sukkah, but the Bir Halacha seems to understand that women are not permitted to make a Sukkah.
If you make the walls of a Sukkah by itself, that's not a Sukkah.
Right.
The major thing of the Sukkah is to put the Schar.
So that's what I'm defining, making a sukkah as putting on the schach. I mean, even if a man made all the walls, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it might be an issue for a woman to just roll out the schach.
But it's not the other way around. In other words, that a woman is
building the wall should be fine. Right.
To make walls is no question.
Right.
No question.
Right. Yeah, I would think so.
Oh,
so we're going to have to get back to the sukkahs gavnvich. How do you deal with that sukkahs gavnvich if you hold that they're not allowed to do it? So we'll get there. We should get there. The second kasha on Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, Beis Yosef quotes, is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Tes. The Gemara tells us, Maisa b'isha achas shenises l'chaver v'isa kosheres lo tefillin al yada. That a woman was married to a chaver and she would tie tefillin on his hand. So you see that a woman is even able to do kshiras tefillin. So he says, nah, the Gemara doesn't mean that she would be kosheres tefillin. It means she would help him be kosher the tefillin. And then he says, women are not allowed to create the chefetz shel mitzvah, the ksiva, the tikkun atzitzis, the agudas halulav, but to do the actual, help him do the maisa mitzvah for the men, that they're for sure allowed to do. Okay, so that's...
Later she was being kosher for the maisa, the tax
collector. Yeah.
So it makes sense to say that the word is lot of the point wasn't that she was kosher.
Yeah, but still, even just mentioning it was apparently something that she was able to do. We don't.
Right, but I'm saying the Torah is just trying to contrast what she was doing in her first marriage with what she was doing in her second marriage.
Right,
so
right.
And structure, the tefillin.
But that's the example of the Gemara. The context, Gazali is saying, the context of the Gemara is to try to show how who you're married to makes a huge difference in terms of who you are. And the Gemara is trying to say, look at this woman. When she was married to a Talmud Chacham, she was busy kosher his tefillin. She was helping him do mitzvahs, helping him tie his tefillin. When she's married to the tax collector, the Ganav who masses all the Jewish people and takes all their money, so she helps tie the bags of money for that he uses. So that's the context of the Gemara. But it mentions it in a positive light, that she was kosher, the tefillin. So that's a raya. Beis Yosef thinks it's a raya. And then he says, no, it's not a raya, because kosher tefillin is not the same as creating the tefillin. Then Tosfos brings a raya. The fact that the third kasher on Bein HaTam is, what about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa? That's Luchara, a strong kasher on Bein HaTam. The wife of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, the Gemara says, would tie tcheles for the tzaddikim lasadavo. So the Yamshel Shlomo in Maseches Gittin says, not a kasha. The Gemara means that she would do the tviya satzitzis, not the kshira satzitzis. She would spin the threads, but not actually tie the tzitzis itself. And women are certainly allowed to spin the threads. Or, and this, the Yamshel Shlomo suggests, shiny eishes Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa shaysin nisheres kol yameha betzitzis. She was different. She wore tzitzis her whole life. Okay? Take it for what I don't know why that makes a difference. She's still potter, so why does it matter? She works it, so okay, but somehow that the Eishes Rabbi Chanina Mendoza is different. A fourth kash on the Rabbein Tam is Birkei Yosef. Birkei Yosef points out that the Gemara Maseches Menachos says that a guy is not allowed to make tzitzis. Why? B'nei Yisrael velo Ovdei Kochavim. The Gemara darshins that B'nei Yisrael but Ovdei Kochavim are possible. According to Rabbi Natan, that women are possible to make tzitzis because of Ukshartem Ukhsavtem, and Rabbi Natan understands Ukshartem Ukhsavtem is not only by tefillin, but that sets the model for all mitzvos that women are potter from, and therefore they should not be able to make tzitzis. So you shouldn't need a drasha to tell me that Goyim can't tie tzitzis. You don't need a drasha, B'nei Yisrael, velo of the Kochavim. Of course Goyim can't tie tzitzis. If you hold that Rabbi Natan, the drasha the Gemara makes about writing tefillin is a drasha that teaches us about Kol HaTorah Kula. Anytime you want to create a cheftah shel mitzvah for a mitzvah that you yourself are not obligated in, you can't do it. So therefore, obviously Goyim can't make tzitzis. Why don't you drasha b'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael? So that's the kasha that they ask on Rabbein Tam, and that is a very, very strong kasha. Birkei Yosef just points out that he thinks the Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah Shin Pei Vav also holds that women cannot make tzitzis, are possible to make tzitzis. But the Ritva quotes from his Rebbe that women are allowed to make tzitzis. So that's an interesting just footnote in history, right? Because Birkei Yosef shows that the Sefer Achinuch holds women cannot make tzitzis. The Ritva quotes his Rebbe. Who's the Ritva's Rebbe? Ritva's Rebbe is the Ra'ah, that women are allowed to make tzitzis. Who wrote the Sefer Achinuch? So it was written anonymously, but there were for many years it was believed that the author of the Sefer Achinuch was none other than the Ra'ah. So until they found all these rayas that many things in Sefer Achinuch don't conform to what the Shitas HaRa'ah is. This is one such example. Because here you have the Ritva quotes the Ra'ah very clearly that Nashmar Ksheros Pasiyas Tzitzis, Sefer Achinuch and Mitzvah Shin Pei Vav, Nashmar Psulis Pasiyas Tzitzis. So Luchara, this is another Raya on that list that the author of Sefer Achinuch is not the Ra'ah. Okay, so far we have two Shitos from Rishonim, how to resolve the contradiction. On the one hand, the Gemara says Sukkas Ganvach is kosher. On the other hand, we have the Gemara in Gittin that women are not allowed to make tefillin. Which one is the dominant Gemara? So we had the Shita of Tosos and the Rush. The dominant Gemara is that Sukkas Ganvach is kosher, and therefore women can make all Cheftza Shel Mitzvahs. The only exception is tefillin. Whereas Rabbi Natam seemed to say, no, the rule is tefillin. Oh, what do you do about Sukkas Ganvach? Machlokas Achronim, what Rabbi Natam would tell you about Sukkas Ganvach. Maybe Rabbi Natan will tell you, nah, we don't paskin that way. Women should not be building a sukkah. Or maybe Rabbi Natan will tell you that women are allowed to build a sukkah. For some reason, sukkah is an exception. Because it has some inherent value, it has some physical value, like Rav Moshe wants to say, or it doesn't require lishma, like some sofer wants to say. For some reason, sukkah is an exception. Then there is a third shita. And this is Beis Yosef quotes from the Shita of the Maharam. The Maharam holds that since there's a rule, Kol she'enu mechuyv b'davar, enu motzi acherim yidei chavasan, anyone of themselves is not obligated, cannot be motzi others in the mitzvah that they themselves are not obligated, so a woman who's not mechuyv in the mitzvah of tzitzis cannot be motzi men in the mitzvah of tzitzis, and therefore cannot make tzitzis for men. Now that is a very odd statement. Because what do we mean normally when we say someone who's enu mechuyv b'davar cannot be motzi acherim yidei chavasan? It's a classic
Kiddush.
Right. I mean, if I'm not chayiv in Kiddush, I can't be motzi someone else in Kiddush. It always works out. I am chayiv in Kiddush. I was just ready yotze, yotze motzi, arvus. But if I'm not chayiv in a mitzvah, I can't be motzi someone. Why is it that a woman should not, according to Ben Rishonim, should not read the Megillah for a man? Because a woman is chayiv Megillah midrabbanan, a man is likely chayiv midivrei Kabbalah, he has a higher level of chayiv than she does, so mele, she can't be motzi him. Why, I'll give a better example. Why is it that a woman cannot be motzi a man in Birchas HaMazon? Because a man's chayiv in Birchas HaMazon is daraisa, a woman is not included in bris, not included in Torah, so a woman is not chayiv Birchas HaMazon daraisa, only drabbanan, einu mechuyiv b'davar, cannot be motzi someone who's mechuyiv b'davar. Why is it that a katan cannot be motzi a gadol in anything? Because a katan is an einu mechuyiv b'davar, cannot be motzi a gadol is mechuyiv b'davar. I can't do the maisa mitzvah and be motzi the person who's chayiv with that maisa mitzvah. What in the world does that have to do with tying someone's tzitzis? I'm not putting on tzitzis for them. I'm not wearing the tzitzis for them. The mitzvah lechara is wearing the tzitzis. How is it that when I'm tying the tzitzis, that I'm being motzi them the yidei chavasan? So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says in Simin Yadal. He doesn't understand. The whole din of kolapatim nadavar, it cannot patter other people. That's only when you're kiddish, havdalah. Tzitzis, which is the mitzvah on the Levisha, you can't say in a mechuyv b'davar zeinu motzi acherim yidei chavasan. A strong kasha on the shita of the Maharam. Beis Yosef asks further on the Maharam, why is sukkas ganavach kasher? Kol she'enu mechuyv b'davar zeinu yochel motzi acherim yidei chavasan. What do you do about sukkas ganavach? Sukkas ganavach is apparently kasher. And why is it mutter for Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's wife to be matil tzitzis for tzaddikim lasalava? So Beis Yosef says, the idea that they're not able to, and this is the key, that the idea that they're not able to be motzi acher midei chavasan, it's l'chadchila, the Maharam holds. But the evidence would work. So here's our third shita. We have one shita of Tosfos and the Rush who says that women are allowed to tie tzitzis, no problem, build a sukkah, no problem, l'chadchila. We have a shita of Rabbeinu Tam, no they're not. They cannot tie tzitzis, they cannot build a sukkah. L'chora, unless you say like Rav Moshe or the Chassam Sofer, but like the Bir Lacha, that they cannot build a sukkah either. Now you have the sheet of Maram who says, L'charchila, they shouldn't do these things, but the evidence works. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara doesn't say, Nashim ksheros bebinyan asukkah. Sukkah's ganvach kshera. If a woman built a sukkah, such a sukkah is a kosher sukkah. B'di'evet. If a woman built a sukkah, such a sukkah is a kosher sukkah. That's how the Beis Yosef understands the Shittas Maharam. However, it's not the only understanding of the Shittas Maharam. The Hagos Maimonios explains the Shittas Maharam a little bit different. He writes that Nashim are possible to make tzitzis because it says B'nei Yisrael va'asu when it comes to tzitzis. So it sounds like B'nei Yisrael v'lo B'nos Yisrael. Not only to exclude of the Chavim, but to exclude B'nos Yisrael, meaning, the way Agos Maimonides understands Maharam is that the Maharam made his own drasha. You know why women can't make tzitzis? Because the Gemara forgot to tell you, but there's a drasha that you're supposed to make, B'nei Yisrael v'lo B'nos Yisrael. So Magen Avraham raises the question, L'chora, that's a good point, it's a good drasha, why doesn't the Gemara make that drasha? So Birkei Yosef tries to suggest why the Gemara didn't think, such a good drasha? Why didn't the Gemara make such a drasha? So Birkei Yosef tries to say that you could have also had a drasha lehepich. V'asu lehem, from lehem, to include nashim. That it's a riboy to include nashim, so it would have been conflicting drashas. Or, Chidar writes in Birkei Yosef, that maybe a drasha to exclude women from tzitzis is not mistaber. It's not mistaber to exclude women from tzitzis, because tzitzis represents taryag mitzvos. And women are chayiv in almost all of them, almost as many as men are. So to exclude women from something that represents Taryag Mitzvahs just doesn't sit right. Doesn't sit right. They're not chayiv in the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. What it represents, I don't know. You could say every mitzvah represents. You could say Yishtikl Torah. Why every mitzvah represents Taryag Mitzvah? You know why every mitzvah? So my son was telling me. I was just talking to my son who's in Israel. He said that one of his rebbeim, my good friend Rabbi Aryeh Cohen, was in Israel a couple of days ago, and he did a thing at the Kotel the day after Yom Kippur, or on Sunday or Monday. And he got the chaver together at the Kotel and gave them Divrei Chizuk and Divrei Torah, and his whole Shtikl Torah was about today is the holiest day of the year. And my son's like, wait, no, wasn't that yesterday? Wasn't yesterday the holiest day? He said he could tell you Shtikl Torah why every single day on the calendar is the holiest day of the year. And he can, justify that every single day on the calendar is the holiest day of the year. You could say every mitzvah. Okay, it's true. We have Mamari Chazal that sits as represents Taryag Mitzvahs. But that shouldn't matter in halacha. I mean, that's what the mitzvah represents. It's not about what, the particulars of the chiyuvim. But anyway, that's how that goes. My mother just understands that there's a drasha by tzitzis, that specifically by tzitzis, a woman's not supposed to make tzitzis. So what we have over here is three shitos in Rishonim, how to deal with the conflict between two gemaras. A gemara that women are allowed to make a sukkah, a gemara they're not allowed to make tefillin. Tosfos and the Rosh, they're allowed to make a sukkah, and therefore they're allowed to make everything else also. Rabbeinu Tam, they're not allowed to make tefillin, and therefore they're not allowed to make anything else. And then you have the Maharam, who depending, two ways to understand the Maharam. One way of understanding the Maharam is that l'chadchila, they're not allowed to make anything, but b'di'evet they are, and that's how you reconcile the two Gemaras. Sukkah's got a discussion b'di'evet. L'chadchila, a woman is not allowed to make tefillin. And the other way of understanding that goes from Maimonios, that no, tzitzis and tefillin are the only exceptions. And that's why women are not able to do it for men. So how does that play out now when it comes to Hilchos Sukkah, right? How would this follow when it comes to Hilchos Sukkah? So what happens? The Torah writes that women are allowed to make tzitzis. Quoted la lachin shulchan aruch. Ha'isha k'sheira la'asosan. Who's he paskening like? So the Baliatosos and the Rush said a woman is allowed to make tzitzis, right? That Sukkos Ganvach is the correct Gemara, is the Gemara that makes the rule, right? So like Tosos and the Rush comes along the Ramah, Yesh Machmirim Lahatzrich Anoshim Sheyasu Osan. There are some that are Machmir that require men to make the tzitzis. V'tov Lasos Kein Lechadchila. And it's good to do that l'chadchila. Who's the Ramah paskening like? Maram. Why do you say that? The concept of l'chadchila and b'diavad. Meaning, it sounds from the Ramah. If I were just, once I know all these Rishonim, the Ramah is paskening like Maram. That this is an issue of l'chadchila versus b'diavad, right? Oh, good. The other way to read the Ramah is, he's paskening like Rabbeinu Tam. Women are not allowed to make tzitzis. And how do you read this Ramah? The Tov Lasos Kein L'Chadchila is not part of the quote of the Yesh Machmirim. Yesh Machmirim that require that men do it. Rabbeinu Tam says Ramah, personally, I know it's a machlokas, be choshesh for the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam L'Chadchila. L'Chadchila you should be choshesh, but that's the Ramah talking. Whereas what Rabbi Farber was saying was that, no, the whole thing is a quote of the Maram. So you could read it both ways. So, l'chor, if you're medayik in the Lashon Ramah, if you really held like Rabbeinu Tam, he should have said, Yesh omrim di'isha psula basiyas tzitzis v'yesh lachosh l'dvarav. Rabbeinu Tam holds it's possible. Not yesh machmirim lahatzrich anoshim laasos, right? That there are some that are machmir that men should be the one doing it. No, he should have said yesh machmir that women are apostle, and I suggest you should be machmir like that shita. He doesn't say that. So I thought that the simple reading of the Ramah is like the shita, like Rabbi Farber was saying, like the shita of the Maran.
Yesh machmir also sounds like he's saying lachachili yesh machmir.
I mean,
that there's some.
Right. Mishabrura understood that the Ramah was choshish for Shitas Maram, but the way that goes, Maimonides understood the Maram, and how did that goes, Maimonides understand the Maram? B'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael. That this din l'chadchila is dafka by tzitzis, doesn't apply to other mitzvos. How you can deal with sukkahs ganavach? It's not part of this din lechadchila. Even this din lechadchila, if that's the case, if the Ramah is paskening like the Maram, and the Maram holds that it's only a din by tzitzis, and it's not a din by sukkah, and it's only a din lechadchila by tzitzis, it would turn out women are absolutely fine to build a sukkah. Comes along the Magen Avraham, and he says, according to the Ramah, yesh li zoher, that men should build the sukkah and not women. Don't have women build the sukkah. Why? Where does the Magen Avraham get this from? That women shouldn't build the sukkah. So, two possibilities. Either the Magen Avraham understood that the Ramah is passing like the Maram, the way the Beis Yosef understood the Maram, that kol she'enu mechuyuv b'davar enu motzi acherim yidei chavasan, and therefore women cannot build the sukkah either, or the Magen Avraham understood that the Ramah is passing like Rabbeinu Tam, and he's assuming that Rabbeinu Tam would hold women cannot build the sukkah either. That since the dominant Gemara is the Gemara about tefillin, women are not allowed to build the sukkah either. Why does it say sukkah is gan v'chasher? Okay, got to figure that out. Maybe that we don't pass like that Gemara. But what I'm trying to suggest over here is that l'chora, this Magen Avraham is not pashut at all. It's a chiddush atzum. Because the Magen Avraham is assuming that the Ramah is pastening like a shita that holds that women are not allowed to make a sukkah because they're not allowed to make tzitzis. No, but we pointed out that the two shitas that hold that they're not allowed to make tzitzis might hold that they are allowed to make a sukkah. Both of those shitas have two ways of understanding them. Even shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that they're not allowed to make tzitzis and they're not allowed to make lulav, they're not allowed to make any mitzvah that they're pater from. We saw Rav Maisha, the Chassam Sofer. They say, yeah, but that doesn't apply to sukkah. Sukkah is different. Ramesha, because sukkah is inherently valuable. Or the Chassam Sofer, because sukkah doesn't require lishma. Sukkah is different. See, even if the Ramah is passing like Rabbeinu Tam, if you hold like Ramesha or the Chassam Sofer, there's nothing wrong with them making a sukkah. And if you hold that the Ramah is passing like the Maram, it also could be that if you understand it the way that goes, my money, so says that it's specifically a xeris hakasuv by tzitzis, that they're perfectly fine to make a sukkah. If he's passing like the Maram and it's not a xeris hakasuv by tzitzis, so then you would say lichadchila they shouldn't make a sukkah, but b'diavad it would be kosher also. That's really locking it into a very narrow shita. So we started by saying it seems that the Magen Avraham is going against a Beferish Gemara in Sukkah, and we're going to end by saying, yeah, it really does seem that way. It seems like the Magen Avraham is going against a Beferish Gemara in Sukkah, but at least now we know what he was doing. He was paskening like either one understanding of Rabbeinu Tam, or one understanding, or I think more likely, one understanding of the Maram, but certainly not the only understanding of the Maram, and therefore I think to go against the Beferish Gemara in Sukkah's Ganvach is Kasher, you know, it was very difficult to do. I would think that the majority of poskim would say that a woman would be allowed to make a sukkah, to roll out the schach of the sukkah. So that's Simin Gimel. Okay.